towards the top, Shamnon, where it says oil, which is 5-6 lines in the top. Okay, now for you, let me find it for you. What? Yeah, there's some longer. Well, also this Gemara has longer block, but the first wide line here on right here, Shamnon. Okay, Shamnon, the oil of Goyim. Milas haras Hashemen. Who forbade the oil of Goyim? Rabbi Lamar, Daniel Osir Hashemen. Rabbi Yehuda said Daniel forbade the oil of Goyim. As it says, Vayosem ha Daniel Alibo, Daniel put into his heart, Asher lo is Goyim with Bas Bagamel. He's no longer going to make himself repulsed by the bread of the king, or b'yein mishtav, the wines of his drinking. So wines is prul, so we darshan and he answered both wine and oil of goyim. Okay? Rabbi Yachon, Rabbi Tanchum, Barachia, b'shem Rabbi Yochon, v'istarmilei, and some say b'shem Rabbi Yishum and Levi, said name Rabbi Yishum and Levi, not name Rabbi Yochanan. Show you why? Now there are two understandings of this. This what this means. According to the Bnei Moshe, it means the reason they made the takon against the oil of goyim is because people are getting killed trying to procure it. There's a certain mountain where they used to go up and bottle in order to get it, and it was very fraught with danger, and they were killed going up there. So therefore, they asked Shemen Akum. They forbade the oil of Akum lest people get killed in the process of trying to get it. No, the other going to be Matur too. We're going to come to that in a moment. The other pshat, the Korban Eidos, seems to indicate that the reason why they were Matur it is because people were getting killed in the process of trying to procure oil, which was not oil of Goyim. It was very difficult at a certain time in the history of Israel to go and get to get Jewish oil, and therefore, since people were getting killed in the process, that's why they were about to be Maturit. And who was Maturit? To me, Tiro, Rabbi Beis Dino Yitur B'Shemen. The Rabbi and his Beis Din permitted the oil. Now, the Bavli, I believe, says it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi's grandson. But here it seems to be Rabbi himself who did it, who was Matir Oil. Ubishlosh Mikomos, in the three places, Nikra, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Seinu. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is called Rabbi Seinu. Begitin, B'Shemen, Uvasano, three places when he was permitted a prior Did Rabbanan, by get, by oil, and by sandal. Now, by get, it's the case is a guy who says, this is your get if I don't come back with the next 12 months. He didn't say me'ayom, from today. He didn't say from today retroactively. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, as long, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, as long as the date of the get is written into the get, we assume that it's effective immediately, retroactively. Okay, even if it doesn't say me'ayom from today. That's one. B'shemen, that's the case you just said here, they allowed the oil of goyim. U'b'sandal, what's that? No, that's what I would have thought too. It's talking about a woman miscarried and gave birth to something in the shape of a sandal. So that she doesn't have to keep, like a male and a female, 40 days, 80 days. She just assumes that it was not a fetus at all unless there's a defined or recognizable face on it. Now, ask more a historical question. Bikorlo Basin Sharia, let's call him a permitting court, which I'm not sure if it's pejorative or not pejorative, but let's say he was let's call him Basin Sharia. Any basin which cancels three pre-existing takaros, the Nikra Basin Shire is called the permitting court. So let's call this permitting court appellation. on Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda ben son Rabbi Shmuel said, based in the Cholkul of Begitin, although he wanted to be Matir Gittin, his base did not allow him to do so. So therefore, Yelinga was allowed two of these three things, and therefore he's not called the base in Sharia. Okay? So it wasn't three things. Rabbi Yochan Boy. Rabbi Yochan asked a general, very, very interesting general question. How could the base of Rabbi Nasi cancel the Xer save Shemin Shalaku? Didn't we learn? Shein based in Yochel Vatel Divrei based in Chavero. One court cannot cancel the words of another court. Achi Golim Menu B'Chochmami, unless it's greater than it in wisdom and in the number of sages or the age of the sages according to one understanding. So V'Rebbe based in Matir Mashasa Daniel V'Chaburoso, can Rebbe and his court cancel that which allow that which Daniel and his group forbade? Daniel and his group were surely much greater than Rebbe, so how could Rebbe come and permit it? Rather, Rabbi Yochanan is like his line of reasoning. What's Rabbi Yochanan's line of reasoning? So he mentioned it this morning. Funny, nobody showed up this morning despite our advertising. I mentioned this morning, what we're about to say. Umar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzorak, Rabbi Yochanan's the name Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzorak, Mekublani, I have a tradition, Shekol Gezerah, Shebeis Gozim El Tzibor, they ain't decreed that a court makes against the congregation or the community of Israel, Lokiblu Rova Tzibor Alein, and most of the Tzibor does not accept the Gezerah, ain't a Gezerah, it's not a valid Gezerah. And here, Ubotku V'motzu, here they checked out and found out Gezeros Hashem and Lo Kiblu Rova Tzibur Aleim, that the majority of the Jewish people never truly accepted by themselves the Gezeros against Shemin. So therefore the Takota became archaic and it was just dropped, even though the later base was not greater than the earlier base. Is that clear? Mr. Zuger? Is it clear? As I mentioned this morning, Reb Moshe says about clapping and dancing, that even though it was once also, now it's mutter because it's become archaic, people don't keep it anymore. It's honored in the breach, to use the modern phrase. Yes, Midrabbanan. Yeah. At best, was made by Daniel, but it's not earlier than that. Okay? Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Maso. Yitzhak, the son of Shmuel Bar Maso. Nochas Nitzivin, he went down to Nitzivin. Ashkoch Rabbi Siloy Havdromi. And he found Rabbi Siloy from the south. Yossi Vidarish, sitting in Darshing. Rabbi based in Utiru Hashem B'Shemin. The Rabbi is based in permitted the oil. Shmuel Kibbe Lovei V'Ochel. Shmuel accepted the heter upon himself and he drank the goyle of goyim. Rav L'Ochel, Rav did not drink goyisha oil. Armalei Shmuel said, "Achol, you better drink the goyish oil. Lokain, if you don't, on a ksivolach zokin mamre, I'm going to refer to you as a zokin mamre, as a rebellious elder, because against whom is he rebelling? No, not against Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Rabbi Yochanan had a tradition from Rabbi, from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and his beis din. So Shmuel, so Rav is rebelling against Rabbi Yehuda Nasi." And his court. So it says more Amar Lei. So he said, Rav said, Adana Tamon, while we're still in Eretz Yisrael over there, on Yadaman Irele, I knew who complained that the Gzeira of Shemin Akva should be cancelled. Rabbi Simloya Dromi. It was Rabbi Simloya from the south. But Rabbi himself never conceded to this. So the next word, Mao, I'm going to juxtapose to where I'm going to change its positioning. This is on my own initiative. I think it should be Marley. So Shmuel responded to him, Mao, what are you trying to say? B'shem Garmei? You think Rabbi Simloya Dromi made this up on his own? No. B'shem Rebbe Ubezdino, he said it over the name of Rebbe and his Bezdin. So therefore, Shemin Akum is Mutter, because it wasn't just Rabbi Simloya on his own, but it was rather accepted by the entire tribunal. Vachachilave, Shmuel nudged him, nudged Rav, Vachal, until finally Rav ate the oil. Okay? When in doubt, nudge. Okay. Ben Oseim. One of the further ones of the 18 decrees which they made at the time of that Shammai overpowered Hillel was against the daughters of Goyim. You're not allowed to intermarry. So ask more. Amar Belozer, b'shiva mekoyim esksiv lo tischatim pom. Says seven times the story, don't marry shiksus. We'll credit that God as necessary, right? It's already on the books, right? Amar Rabbi Yevon said, those seven times are not a riot because that's lo so shiva amami. Those are to forbid the seven nations which inhabited the land of Canaan. But I might say other shiksus are mutter. Too bad. That's why Rabbanan came and said, tough luck. Okay? Tanner Rabbi Yoshua Unyo says, lo sir is beit seim. You know, the truth is, you don't need the takon Rabbanan to ask for the daughters. They're also midrashim. You need the takon Rabbanan to ask for their eggs. But you can't buy eggs from a guy because he might mix in non-kosher eggs, right? That's what it means. It was not no same, it was beit seim. Tana to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Ves basayano." It says in the pasuk when it lists the trait birds, one of them is the basayano. So yanoas, they don't got daughters. Why don't birds have daughters? Why don't birds have daughters? It's the riddle. Because they have eggs. It's not their daughter. I'm not making this up. That's what it means to say here. They have no true daughters. The true daughter is by a mammal. There's no daughter by fowl. What?
Lie-bearing. Right.
So therefore he says, so what does it mean when it says into our basna yano azos or zubetsa sanamis, that's the egg of this specific bird. I don't know which one it is. Okay? Let's go out to the next takor. Shichva Zara, and they forbade the Shichva Zara, the semen of Goy. Ask more why. Belokin and Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina, Vishay Rabbi Yochanan. Then we learn Rabbi Achasin, name Rabbi Chanina, name Rabbi Yochanan. Shichva Zara, Shalakum Tohoiro. The Zara of a Goy is Tor. Why? Because it's likened to the Zara of an animal. Just like the seed of an animal is not tamei, so to the seed of a human being, it was a goy, it's not matami. The fact that their seed is analogous to animal seed is why they don't have any parentage. Because they're considered to be not parents of their children based on the assumption that their zera is not human zera, right, but rather quasi-animalistic zera. So name it, so says the word. Fascinating kasha. Lokem Rabbi Acher Rechi Hashem Rabbi Yochanan Shichva Zara Shalakum Toira, right? So says the Gemara. No, you know it's not a kasher. She Yevshal Shichva Zara. Let's say it's below Meimi Raglayim. Where we ask her is the urine, and since urine invariably comes out with the zera, so therefore we ask her the zera, not because of it's any intrinsic problem, but rather because of the urine which comes out with it. Okay? Falichos Balkeri, they said, oh, Balkeri can't learn Torah. That was one of the 18 zeros they made on that day when Bishami overcame Bissil. Rabbi Bar Acha, B'Shem Rabbi said, Shoyna Loch Tzvina Shoyna Agodos. A person who's Balkeri can learn Aloch, but not Agodos. So the Pnei Moshe says, why not Agoda? Because it draws a person into the learning. It's exciting, and therefore he's going to spend more time learning. We don't want him to do so. My pshat would be different. I would say that we know that the reason why Valkyrie is not allowed to learn Torah is because of Kalus Rosh. Kalus Rosh. He's lightheaded and frivolous. So this lightheadedness and frivolity doesn't have such an impact on halachic sugyos. But Agoda, which has to do with theology, a person has to learn that with much more of a degree of weightiness, okay? Like we do. We learn everything very weighty. Tani, there's nothing in this world which we don't take with a severe sense of severity, gravity, and weightiness. Tani, Hashem Rabbi Yossi. They said, Nei Rabbi Yossi. Shone alochas haroglios. You can learn the alochas which you normally learn, meaning stuff which is chazorah, even your bal keri. We're on top of Yudah Avonah. Uvachli etzis mishnas, as long as you don't literally unpack or expand your mishnah, but as long as you don't learn new things which require greater analysis. Mr. Boy Mamer, some said you can learn whatever you want. Uvachuli Asker, Sasko, as long as you don't mention God's name. Okay? Period. Next one. For the 18 Takoros. On the laws that if you go out to Chutz Lartz, it makes you Tami, or whatever enters Chutz Lartz airspace. Asmer of Elokein and Rabbi, Rabbi Zira bar Avuna, B'shem Rabbi Yirmiah. Then Rabbi Zira bar Avuna, saying to Rabbi Yirmiah, Yosef ben Yoezer ish Tzreda, and Yosef ben Yochanan ish Shlaim, which were far earlier in Hillel and Shammai, there goes the Tumal Eretz Amim, Val Klis, Chuchis, they're the ones who decree Tumah against the non-Jewish lands. And against that glassware becomes Tameh. It was an earlier Takana than the 18th days, which the students of Beisharim Beisul argued about. It was far earlier than that. So Rabbi Yoina says it wasn't these two, but rather it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy. Rabbi Yoina Amar Yehuda ben Taboy, Rabbi Yossi Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy and Shimon Shetach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy and Shimon Shetach together. Gozuk Tumal Klei Matchos. They decreed that metal vessels are tame. Now, obviously, metal vessels are tame in midaraisa. We're talking about where they were tame. You broke them and then you reforged them. So really, it should be lose its tuma daraisa because it one time was broken. But they were gozer and they said, since you did it all in one day, so people want to understand what's going on, so therefore we have to ask for whatever you make and say it's tame derabona. So that was the tuma derabona which they added on, right? So, the tumor of the Rabban, again, that it doesn't fall off, the tumor which comes onto the clay matchos, if you're going to use it, even if you break it, if you fix it on the same day. You can fix it 6 months later. You can fix it even tomorrow, but you can't fix it on the same day. You fix it on the same day, the old tumor comes back. Okay, midrabbana, not midaraisa. Is that clear?
Midaraisa, if you break a metal vessel...
As long as it can't hold pomegranates. Remember, we had that several times. So... As long as you can't pomegranates. Says more further. The next one? Hill of Shammai goes to Altaris your dime. Oh, all this is still part of the same thing. Don't Shammai decreed that you have to, you know, wash before you eat bread and stuff like that. So all that is part of the, all that is, seems to be earlier Takoros. We just said that it's from the 18th things which the students of Beis Hillel Shammai made a decree not to go into Chutz Lartz because you become to, or if you go into Chutz Lartz you come to time. It seems it was much earlier than that. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bun, Rishem, Rabbi Levi said, Kacho, Yisro HaLoche B'Yodom Shchokhua. It was an earlier enactment, but they forgot. So it doesn't say forgot. Beis Hillel Shammai students had to come and jog their memory. Okay? The later generations came and agreed. I don't know if agreed or so much as they realized or they were mechavin. I guess I don't know if you'd say mechavin in English. They struck the same chord as the earlier generations. Okay? By coincidence, I mean, you know, it was divinely ordained, but they didn't necessarily realize that they were following the footsteps of the earlier court themselves. It was clear they coincided. La Melcha to teach us. Shekoldavr Shenoistin based in Nafshon or love, anything which based in with is Moser Nefeshon. Here it's the original court. Right? The original court which made the Xeris Sopolis Kayon. Eventually it will be fulfilled. In other words, it'll come back. Even if it gets lost for a time, some later generation will seize on that metaphysical opening which was made years earlier and reenacted, perhaps even without realizing that it existed previously, but it has a lasting eternal impression.
So
it's Siyata Dishmaya? Yes, that's what I would say, Siyata Dishmaya. Kamosha Namar Lamosha saying as if it was said to Moshe at Sinai. Vasya Kai the Mara Imona. And that's like, this goes like Raimona said. What did Raimona say? Kilo Dova Rekumike Torah is not a matter which is empty from you. Yidava Reku. And if it is seems empty to you, in other words, if you don't fail to perceive the Torah properly, Mikem. It's your problem. It's your fault. Lamahu. Why is that? She'ein atem yigeim, but you're not toiling in it sufficiently. Kihi chayechem, because it is your life. Emosai yichayechem, when is Torah your life? B'shoat shatem yigeim, but when you toil in it properly the way you're supposed to. Okay? Now, here's a very complicated Gemara in terms of Girsa. The Mashbiach basically erases Gemara and starts over again. I'm going to read to you from the Mashbiach, even though you don't have this Girsa. You'll be more or less able to tag along, okay? So just look inside and be lost if you get lost. I think it'll work out. Shmo Amar. Lo shon el betoch shmon esrei. That which you have to have a base which is greater than the previous base in order to cancel an earlier takana is only in these 18 takanos which are made by the students of Beis Shammai in the presence of Beis Hillel. Hachutz shmon esrei, if it's anything besides these 18 things, afilu katam vatal, even a smaller court can cancel. They don't need the same level courts. Hey, Sivan, so they asked the Kasha, Hare Shviz, what about Shemitah? Shemitah, Hare Chutz Yurchaz Dover, that you're not allowed to plant to before Rosh Hashanah. Since Pesach, since Shavuot, it's not allowed to plant before Rosh Hashanah. So that's in Issa Rabbanan, right? Hare Shviz, Hare Chutz Yurchaz Dover, it was beside 18 things. Rangamlil Beis Dino, he tiru Beis Roshnei Prokim Yishonim. Ram Gamliel and his basin allowed the planting and the doing work in the two initial periods, meaning from Pesach and Shavuos until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year before the seventh year commences. Rabbi Yochanan Boila, Rabbi Kuzmai has the same question, name of Rabbi Yochanan, the low Cain Tanyan, that Akaragabli have done this. Then we learn Shane Basin Yochalavato, Divrei Basin Chavero, and King Golan Menachoch Menian. You learn one basin can't cast another basin unless it's greater in sagacity and in numbers. So the thing is, if Shmuel was right, that outside the 18 things you can cancel, so to speak, at a whim. You don't even need to be greater at the Chochma of a minion. So what are they asking? They're asking that how is Rabbi Gamliel Matir Shemitah? He can't do it, right? Because he's not as great as the original court. But like Shmuel, he doesn't have to be as great. Why? Because they're not talking about one of the 18 things. So the Ushami doesn't answer this question. This leaves it dangling. Okay?
So that would apply that based in today could match yourself.
We would have thought anyway.
If as long as it's not one of the 18
things. Yeah, that would imply that, sure, that would move and apply, yeah.
But why the 18 things that shall I have
asked? Well, because like the Mora said before, there are Moser Nefesh on it here. Because Shammai and Mahilo got into a major battle on this, so they're Moser Nefesh. So these things, since they're Moser Nefesh on it, they're particularly adamant and courageous about it, so therefore you give them special stringency corresponding to the spirit in which they were enacted.
This idea of outside the 18 things, that wasn't in the Bible, was it?
No, not to the best of my recollection. I don't think so.
So this opens up
They don't know Yerushalmi. No, just kidding. You leave them in Yerushalmi. But hypothetically, it could open up a big Pandora's box.
Sure, right.
They need Rabbanan, which is not made. One of the 18 things could fall off. But we don't paskin this way. We paskin has to be. We paskin have to be Godel Chochem in the Rambam. Paskin has to be Godel Chochem in him. Okay, let's go further. Ask Rabbi Avraham. Are you still with me?
Am I with you?
No, yeah, because I'm reading out of the Mashbiach now, not out of the Gemara.
Yeah, I know.
Is it more or less the same?
It's, almost the same.
Okay. Asked Rabbi Avon. Rabbi Avon came, and Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel said, as well, the opposite of what we just said above. Lo shana, which is of course where we pass it. Lo shana el chutz liyurches. This is a very interesting thing. When does the basic garab chachma minyan work? Only if it's beyond the 18 takonos. Ha besoch yurches, but within these 18 takonos, afilu gadol eino yochol matel. In other words, here there's a special clause. It's ironclad. You can't get rid of these 18, even if you're greater b'chokhmah than minyan, even if you're more powerful. Why? Because they were moser nefesh for this one. We had even, there was even a gears of the Gemara, which we learned yesterday, Mr. Zuger, which said that that they killed each other on this. That they had a sword fight on this. Yeah. And Beishama is standing there ready. Well, it's not clear if they actually killed anybody, but they were standing there ready with their swords to protect these takonos. So therefore, since it was a momentous and epic occasion, so therefore it cannot be canceled. Okay? Rabbi Mona, like Rabbi Mona said, what do you have instead of Rabbi Mona here? Okay, it should be Kidder Rabbi Mona. Like Rabbi Mona said before, that they stood there with their swords. Hey, Tivun, so they asked, Hare Shemen B'Sok Shmona Asrei. Oil is one of the 18, right? V'Rabbi Yonason Makshilei. Rabbi Yonason asked the question. Rav Kana Bar Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yachon Matan Lo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, not Rabbi Yonason asked the question, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question. Shemen Batlo Mevuto. Oil, they canceled. How could they cancel it? Because it's one of the 18? And the answer, Mishani, do you have the word Mishani there?
I don't know.
So.
And only in a
place,
when do you not
Mishani
in a place where
they're
not
a problem? No, we don't have Shimshani. Okay, and the answer, Lo Mistabra de Lo Hovu Anus Mivato. Do you have that?
Right? So,
where do you get it from? Yeah, it's Amar Rabbi Mana. Okay, he went back. After Amar Mana, Lomi Star Bador Ella Hoyel Vuonis Bartel. Do you see that? Before, okay. So he inserted that from above. He put it in over here. Okay. So Lomi Star Bador Ella Hoyel Vuonis Umevatel. Meaning, since it was onus here means not what onus usually means. Onus usually means compelled, right? Here, I don't know if it means compelled. It means since the reality was such that people weren't keeping it, that's why it was canceled, right? In other words, basin ain't, when we say in the 18 things, ain't basin yochel avatel divrei basin chaver elin kain koro b'chol minya doesn't work. That means that if the basin comes to cancel it unilaterally. But it became archaic because nobody keeps it. It's not based in being mevatel it. It's the people. It's the takana itself is undermined, and that can even happen to Yud Ches Tovar. That can even happen to the 18. Okay. Okay. Makes sense. All right. Says more further.
So, but that also is very dangerous. You could take about not interacting.
Well, that's what I told you about Reb Moshe. You know, it says about clapping and dancing that it became permissible because the people don't give it anymore.
Worse, talking about intermarriage.
According to the opinion, that's from the Yud Ches Dover. Right.
And people are doing it. 50-60% of people are doing it.
That has to be Orthodox Jews, though. The majority of the Orthodox Jews, not the conservative Reform Jews. Okay. Nachman Bray the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. This is in the fifth line for the bottom. If you have the sixth line for the bottom, if you have the Vilna Shas, do you have the place? Nachman Bar Nachmani. Nachman Bray the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, interesting thing, I don't know, it's come totally out of left field. Chamesh chatos mizos. We have a halacha, we had several times in the Bible, there are five chatos which have to die. I don't remember exactly. Vlad chatos, tmuras chatos, chatos shemetsu ba'aleh, chatos shekipru ba'aleh. I think that's four out of five. I forget what the fifth one is. Chatos she'avda, right? One of them got lost and then you replaced with another one. Okay, so those five chatos, it's in the Bible, we starved them to death. Everybody remembers that, right? We starved these chatos to death. So it says, it's interesting, it says, Rotsu basin levat levat levat. This is a takon of the Rabbanan. They basically wanted to cancel it and grant a lease on life to these animals they could. That, however, there's a limitation what basically can do. That which you said they can cancel Tarkana is Shloyidchul Misa, people in Adavit, that they shouldn't be cast aside to death, but rather they can be brought as carbonos, optional carbonos from his bath. I'm sorry, but they can be sold. I apologize. They can be sold and their money used to buy optional carbonos from his bath.
You don't make the deal.
But for them themselves to be sacrificed in the Zach, ain't chatas misa krova. It's not possible to conceive that an animal should have died should be brought in the Mizbech. The Arkadei Kach, we would never be matir. So even though we could be matir that they don't be starved to death, beyond that, there's not, we would have to sell it and use the money to buy other korbanos. Okay?
How? I take it back about the intermarriage, because you came about that.
No, but that was a machlokas. We said could be no saying it's one of the takonas that the rice is only the seven nations. It was a machlokas there, but there was an opinion that it was only seven nations. All right, halachay. Beishamay says ain't shoring diovus money mekarshin, but cannot soak from before Shabbos ink or dyes. Or kashin, different types of animal fodder. Unless they'll be fully prepared from before Shabbos begins. It's so much in Beitzel says you can allow this continue to soak over Shabbos. Okay, what's the machlokas? Umatame in the Beit Shammai. What's the svar Beit Shammai? Sheishes yomim tavovasisokom lachtecha. 6 days you should work and do all your melacha. Kom lachtecha goimram ibod yom. All of your malach must be finished during the day, in other words, before Shabbos begins. Share brachos? Did you speak?
Yeah.
Oh, say anything worthwhile?
Talk about
Chasna?
Talk about breaking of the glass.
We haven't gotten there in the Yerushalmi yet.
No.
All
right. But I did stick in yesterday's Yerushalmi about Anivus and the
Kochel. Okay, that's good. You missed a couple of important ones so far this evening.
I'm sticking a plug for Yerushalmi.
All right. Did they know what a Yerushalmi was?
They feigned knowledge of it.
What's the Beishamai? Sheshes yomim tavov sisukom lecha. 6 days you should work and do all your melacha. Kol melach lecha goyim rabad yoyim. You have to finish all your work during the day. Means there's a locha that all your work has to be finished, so you can't allow your dyes to soak into your wool on Shabbos, right? What's the logic of Beisil? Sheshes yomim tasem ma'asecha. Uvayom. Now the puzzle, of course, continues. Uvayom hashmi tishpos, right? But we dash it. 6 days you do melacha, and on the seventh day, right? And uvayom, and on the seventh day you can also do melacha, as long as it began in the 6 days. Let's say you start your dishwasher from before Shabbos, or your washing machine from before Shabbos, right?
You're right.
You can still go on Shabbos, right?
So what does Beis Hillel do with the rest of the
Pasuk? Good question. Oh, what? No, it would be... It could have said, tishbos. Why it say, uvayom hashvi? So they're dashing the extra word, right? Mamakai Beis Shammai Tamein de Beis Hillel. Oh, that's good, that's good. No, that's good. Mamakai Beis Hillel Tamein de Beis Shammai. How does Beis Hillel in the Pasuk Beis Shammai? Sheishes yomim tavo v'sisuklam lachtecha. Says Beisil, but if they be yodin, it's talking about handiwork. Handiwork has got to be complete during the 6 days. But stuff which you're not doing by hand, that you can continue to allow to go on the seventh day. Mamakai Beis Shammai tamei tam on the Beisil. What does Beis Shammai do with the puzzle Beisil? Sheishes yomim tase masecho uvayom. That would say 6 days do your work, and on the seventh day, they make the same drasha, but they dash it for much more for a more limited set of circumstances. God, the tiny, like that which we learned, Poitzki Namas Amayim Lagina, Mayor of Shabbos, you can open the water canal into the garden from before Shabbos begins. Vehi Shoyz of Alechus B'Shabbos continues to flow on Shabbos. Now, another case in this regard, Nosi Kiluris Algab Ayin, you can put an ointment on the eye, Mayor of Shabbos before Shabbos. So continue releasing the ointment on Shabbos. And yet another one, Nosi Ritia al Gabi Mako Mer Shabbos, you can put a plaster on your wound from before Shabbos. Vimisrapay Volechs Bishabbos, continue to heal on Shabbos. And yet another one, Nosi Mugwar Tachas HaKelim, was allowed to put fragrance, incense on the vessels from before Shabbos. They continue to be released by the smoke or the steam on Shabbos. And another one, Nosin Gorfi Stachas HaKelim Bear Mayor of Shabbos is allowed to put burning sulfur or hot sulfur on the kelim from before Shabbos. Famous Gorfi Mokal Shabbos, they could get the sulfur into them, which I think gives them a nice shine on Shabbos. However, Ein Nosnim Chitim L'Reichayim, the Chitim L'Reichayim Shemayim, what is not allowed to put wheat into a mill, even a mill which is ground by water. In other words, by a waterfall. Unless they're going to be completely ground from before Shabbos. Why is that? Amar Rabbi Chagai said, "Mipnei she mashmil says a kol, because it's loud. It sounds on Shabbos to have a grinder, a millstone going on Shabbos, right?"
So that's the whole question: Is there a Hashmas call? Is that really an issue on Shabbos?
It sounds like it's only an issue according to Beis Shammai, though. It all sounds that way in the Bavli. Yeah. We paskin there's an issue of Hashmas call even l'alocha. Why I forget exactly, but we do paskin. That's why we ask for microphones on Shabbos, right? Because of the loud noise. But it seems for both Bavli and Yerushalmi, since that svar is primarily in Beis Shammai. It's only peripherally, if at all, in Beis Hillel. Like here, it's in Beis Shammai. That's why they asked for putting the grain in the grinder.
Same thing with the Shabbos clock turning on the radio. Right,
we've already
said that.
Right. The question is when you have, a Shabbos clock.
You can't even have a TV on a Shabbos clock is not.
No,
the question is whether you can have your clock radio go on Shabbos, because it's not a loud noise. So it's not a loud noise. It sounds like a human voice. It's not. It's a little bit difficult to answer. The reason why we ask is because it's not Shabbos stick. But in a Chanami, hypothetically speaking, radio would be mutter. A silent radio, not silent, but normal, not loud. Right, not loud. Okay. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Yos Rabbi Savak Rabbi Yehuda. This is that which you needed to say. The reason, the dichotomy between the grindstone, and the rest of these cases is like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to say that dichotomy of the noise. Biram, however, like the rabbis, like they say over on later on the second parak, Mishum lo huscha b'chol tipa tipa, they'll say the same thing here, it didn't begin in each and every drop. Now, excuse me, this is a very important distinction. Let's dwell on this. Later on, we have in the second parak, we say it every Friday night, those of you who daven nusach Ashkenaz. Used to daven Ashkenaz. You daven Ashkenaz, right? So, Mamem Alikin, right? It says that, right? You're not supposed to put up an egg. Some say it's a beitza, it's an eggshell. Some say it's a reed, from a marsh. So you're not allowed to put it up next to your candle and have the oil drip down, right? And Rabbi Yehuda's matir. So what's the logic of Rabbona? So that's what we describe. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't need to have aschol in each and every kippa. You don't have to have each and every drop in the candle when you start, right? The burning can be on a, it doesn't have to be that everything which is going to burn is there. It can be dripping down. Rabbonan hold, everything has to be there in the keli at the time that you start. So therefore, According to them, the dichotomy Beis Shammai will draw between a millstone and all the other cases is that a millstone, each piece of wheat drops in turn, right? Could be dozens at a time, but it's in sequence. That's no good. That's like the drops which come down in the candle. No good. You can't do that. It's only like Rabbi Yehuda that we have to draw a dichotomy and say millstones are also because of loud noises. Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't see any prohibition in sequential malacha. Right? He doesn't need huscha b'chol tipa v'tipa. He doesn't need that it already began. But according to Rabbanan, there's a very simple difference between the grindstone and everything else. That's also the difference between our Mishnah and, say, the opening of the irrigation canal from before Shabbos. In our Mishnah, the dye gradually accumulates in the garment, or the ink gradually softens. It's a ongoing process. Whereas in all the cases here, it began. It's hard for me to fully understand the distinction, even though I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm being honest with you. But here, in all these cases we just brought down with the incense and with the sulfur and with the eye ointment, so the object upon which it's acting and the agent which is acting on the object are fully in contact already before Shabbos. It's not a gradual procedure. I don't like that so much, because it's not. I don't see how that's 100% true in each one of the cases.
It's like a linear progression. It starts out small, and as Shabbos continues, it gets bigger and bigger. The dye gets more and more intense.
Well, that's why it's osur. Right. The case where it's not osur is where it isn't linear progression. What's the opposite? Linear progression is such a nice fancy term. What would the opposite term be?
Sequential diminution.
Okay. All right, but that's the idea, right? That's the distinction. In the case of Beis Shammai, say mutter. Case of Beis Shammai, say it's osur. So Beis Shammai says case where mutter. Beis Shammai amr Beis Hilda. Oh, I skipped. Am Rabbi Yosi Bray Bunim Neishu Shocheach Shocha V'Tokeach. They said the reason why not to use a grindstone on Shabbos is because somehow there's some peg. I don't know exactly how it works, but there's some peg which you might peg in on Shabbos, and that putting in that peg is like boning. Okay, I don't know. I really don't know, because I don't know how the peg is. Maybe it's the peg which holds the wheels together, you know, the millstone. Okay, Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel davar echad. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel one thing, lo yochel ashiva, and Beis Hillel didn't have an answer. Beis Hillel amar le Beis Shammai davar echad. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai one thing, lo yochel ashiva, and they couldn't answer. That before Shabbos one is allowed to put the weights way down the beam in an olive press or a gulay agas, the same thing with the clusters of grapes in the grape press im chashecha before Shabbos. How can you do that according to Beis Shammai? V'loyachul la'ashivan. And Beis Shammai did not have a good response to that. They didn't have a good answer. Because there it's also linear progression, right? Each grape happens to turn, each child happens to turn as the weight gets heavier and heavier. So they didn't have an answer. Rabbi Zira said, Ilulei, were it not, the lo mali reshep in ayevosa, that I wouldn't want to raise my hand among the lions, havino maritima. I would have said a shtickle Torah on this. I would have explained Beis Shammai. What would I have said? There, each and every drop is already moving. In other words, the pressure which began before Shabbos does have every drop on the run. And therefore, that's okay. As opposed to the case of the dye is a linear progression. In other words, it gets deeper and deeper into it. I don't fully understand the distinctions. I guess I don't understand the physics enough of the case to understand it fully. But again, by the grapes and the olives, everything is on the move already the moment the weight is placed there.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true.
I just said I don't understand the physics of it. Okay? Well, whereas by the case of our Mishnah with the dye, so it's gradual, right? It's linear, as you put it before. Okay, that's the distinction he's saying. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel davar echad. Beis Shammai said one thing to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel couldn't answer. Do you not concede us? Shein solim basar, batzol ubeitzah. You cannot roast an egg, an onion. No, a meat, an egg, an onion. Unless they could be fully roasted from before Shabbos begins. Right. According to you, Beis Hillel, you should be allowed to do it over Shabbos as well. What's the beginning before Shabbos? Should be Mamutzah continue, right? Right? Yep. Should be like Shul. Loyachu Hashivan. Top of the Beis Hillel now. They had no response. Amar Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira said, again. You find out in a minute. One minute. Chapnish. I'm Rabbi Zir. Lulei lomali reshe peine avriyosa. If not for the fact that I don't want to put my head among the lions, having on my time would say a difference. Tamon butzo boso or beitzo darkolis hapich. The reason why you don't leave it on is because what do you do with them? You flip them. Right. You flip them, you stir them, so therefore they're different, okay? Even they still concede that you don't leave them on for a Shabbos, not because you're not allowed to leave it on, but because you're afraid you're going to flip, okay?
That's why you can't stir the chalim for Shabbos.
Right, of course. Right, but there it's not, you're not going to, right, that's part of it. Welcome, Ayat Slech Lameim, I hear what you're going to say. In other words, in the other case, you don't have this problem. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Nitzu kachilos ben jusoy. If the egg, the meat, or the onion was one third cooked, us, it's still us to leave it on for before Shabbos. Also, davishadagli sape, they forbade you to put on something which is normally flipped on Shabbos on the range. Akle shitza kol tzarka mibod yom until it's fully roasted from before Shabbos begins. All right, Rabbi said, nah, lo mistarba da, should be da ella, right? The law, right? That doesn't make sense. Rather, it's permissible. In other words, once it's Machel ben Drusoy, you'll have to leave it there on the fire. Why? Dinun Yochi Lameimar loan, because they could say, if not, what's Beis Shammai's question? What's Beis Shammai's question? Beis Hillel.
The only thing that Rabbi never said you don't buy it in the halacha. He said it didn't make sense because it says about. So he had to learn it on
his. Yeah. Din Yochel Meimar, what Beis Shammai's question Beis Hillel be? Din Yochel Meimar alone, Beis Hillel could have answered very simply. How can you ask us for something where you gotta roast it all from before Shabbos? Bus or butzel and beitzah, I'll do a shame darkle ashros kotzor mibod yom, and the dyes, we don't allow to die before Shabbos. Again, we're usher to leave it on the fire unless it's fully roasted. So Beis Shammai has no question in Beis Hillel from this case. Beis Hillel would say, Hakmi nishta chaynik. They didn't speak Yiddish, but they would have said, Hakmi nishta chaynik. They would say, listen, this is something which you would leave there because it's already fully roasted. Right? Oh, wait, this question from Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai.
Wait a second, the Mishnah's contrasting.
Oh. Right, Beis Shammai said, right. The Beis Hillel would say, you can't leave it there because it's not fully roasted yet. You got it fully roasted for me before Shabbos. You know why you got it fully roasted? Because you might otherwise flip it over, right? You're asking, that's not a tzushtel to the case of the dyes. The case of dyes is no problem of flipping. That's why you're allowed to leave it there. Obviously, that would be a simple answer Beis Hillel would give. So it must be, Beis Shammai asked a question, Beis Hillel couldn't find a response. It must be Beis Shammai asked that we know that halacha is that you're allowed to leave it.
One second.
Well, I knew it. I got it before once, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have it. Let me try it again. The question is like this. The question is, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, I don't understand. How can you say you're allowed to leave it on before you're allowed to leave the dais, and you're not allowed to leave the food on the fire, food on the flame, on the range? So Beis Hillel said, with the Beis Hillel, were you allowed to leave it only after it was fully roasted? Beis Hillel would say, what's the comparison? Their chazal were afraid you'd turn it over. That's why they asked you to leave it till it's fully roasted. But by us, chazal weren't afraid of that. So therefore, you're allowed to leave it on while to leave it and continue to soak. Leave the dais and continue to soak from before Shabbos. So it must be that in order for Beis Shammai to have a question which Beis Hillel couldn't answer, it must be a case, must be chazal did allow you to. Still not working. One second. Okay, this is it. I got it now. In our Mishnah, doesn't say you have to, it has to be a third died from before Shabbos. Doesn't say it has to be a third died. Right? Why not? Why not? What? No, so this is the thing. If you're going to say that Beis Shammai, that you can leave it there once it's Machol Ben Drusoi, right? So then Beis Shammai is leaving at, what's about... I have it down pat. I just have to be able to articulate it. If you're going to say it's talking about a case, if you're going to say that the roast you can leave on the fire the moment it reaches Machol Ben Drusoi, but not before. So Beis Shammai is asking Beis Hillel, I understand. Beis Shammai is asking Beis Hillel, I don't understand you. How, if there by the roast you agree that it has to be at least Machol Ben Drusoi, why are you leaving it on? Why are you even leaving the dais, even if you put it on the moment before Shabbos? How can you, why the distinction between the two? And Beis Hillel would have no answer. But if in the case of the roast, you can't leave it on unless it's fully cooked. So Beis Hillel has a punch answer. They'll say, I'm afraid you're going to flip. In other words, after Machol Ben Drusoi, there's still a chashash you're going to flip. Right? After it's fully roasted, there's no chashash you're going to flip. So it comes along and says, it must be that it's mutter to leave it on after Machol Ben Drusoi. Because then the question is a valid question. The question is, there's a chashash you're going to flip, yet nonetheless you're allowed to leave it after Machol Ben Drusoi, but only after Machol Ben Drusoi. So too, here, there should be some minimum shear which you're allowed to leave it out, which you're allowed, it must be dyed before you're allowed to leave it in the vat over Shabbos, right? Just like over there. And Beis Shammai will give a minimum shear. In the next Mishnah, we'll see such a thing, that there's a minimum shear. That makes sense. And Beis Shammai have a good question, but there's no answer. How come you give a minimum shear by the roast beef, and you don't give a minimum shear by the dye? But if the shear by the roast beef is not a minimum, but a maximum, it's got to be fully cooked, because we're afraid Shema Yahapich. So Beis Hillel has a very good answer. Beis Hillel will say, there's no minimum shear by the dye, because by the dye there's no chashash of Shema Yahapich. There is a minimum shear by the, there is a minimum shear by the roast beef, not just a minimum shear, a maximum shear. It's got to be fully cooked, because otherwise we're afraid you're going to turn it over. It makes a lot of sense. It's very good now. Okay, one more time. If you're going to say like Beis Shammai, if you're going to say that it's after Machol Ben Drusoi, you leave it on the fire, so then Beis Shammai is a good question on Beis Hillel. Question is, why here do you give a minimum shear Machol Ben Drusoi? Why here not? Here you can put it at the dye in the vat the moment before Shabbos. There should be no difference, right? Yet here, but if you're going to say that the shear by the roast beef is fully cooked, because we're afraid Shemri Yahapich, right? So then there's a major distinction. What's the major distinction? The major distinction is precisely the fact that Shemri Yahapich. Beis Hillel would say, here I have no minimum shear because I'm not afraid you're going to do anything. You'll just leave it there. Here I have a maximum shear because I'm afraid you're going to turn it over. So thereby not even Machol Ben Drusoi is good enough. You have to wait till it's roasted. Okay, very good. Next Mishnah. Beishamrim ain't nosim. Now here's Beishamai coming towards Beis Hillel a little bit, as you just mentioned. Beishamrim ain't nosim unishol pishton l'tanor. What is now allowed to put strips of flax into an oven? El kadesh shi'afilu mibod yom. This is the bleach dam. I think it's the bleach dam. Yeah. To reach them, they have to get a little bit hot from before Shabbos begins. See, it's like the Machu Ben Jusoy, it's consistent. It's like the Machu Ben Jusoy, it has to be a shtickle done from before Shabbos. You know, it has to be already gotten hot. V'los etzemel yura, nor are you allowed to put the wool into the dyeing vat, okay, sheikhur ayin, unless there's enough time for it to already absorb a substantial amount of the dye before Shabbos. Beisil matir, Beisil says mutter, even if you toss everything right in right before Shabbos. That's sufficient. Okay?
Now, if I destroy, you could theoretically eat.
What?
You could theoretically eat a machol ben destroy, even though it's only one third cooked. It is cooked enough that you could eat it. The vat, the dyeing vat, when you're putting in, I don't understand, there is no shear, it's not a finished product, it's not even one third finished. You can't use that material for whatever you want to use it for.
Right, the problem with Machol Ben Jusoy, though, really is not it's a Shabbos issue. I mean, if you put something up to cook before Shabbos, you're never going to be chayv to a raisa. The question is whether it's Mechsik and Mevashon, and Chazal made a gzera against it, right? Looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. So, but here they didn't make that takona. Am I making myself clear? The problem Machol Ben Jusoy is a separate one. It's not one which is required for the direct prohibition of cooking on Shabbos. It's kind of a Marisayan issue. Whereas here, there's no kind of Marisayan issue, right? Because people are not going to think you're dying on Shabbos. You went down to the vats. So therefore, they didn't put the shear, according to Beisil Machol Ben Jusoy. All right? I guess the kitchen is more exposed. I don't know exactly. You know, people are always in the kitchen. They're looking and they're watching. But by the dying vats, people are not going to have that kind of focus. I'm just giving that as a hypothesis. Why? But you obviously, Beisil, the whole issues are different. Okay, Mal Misane. What good does it do if it's a little bit dyed? You know, it's not fully dyed. It's like a Machol Ben Jusoy by dye. Right? What are you going to do with a Machol Ben Jusoy by dye, right? According to Beisham, you're asking the question, right? Yeah, you were asking on Beisil. I thought you were asking on Beisil why Beisil doesn't require a Machol Ben Jusoy
I was asking.
Oh, you were asking what it does? Oh, I'm sorry. So that's the Gemara's question. Mami Sani, Amri Avokon, Ilan Kurai. It's like the Kurai. People from Kura, and the Lomakpinim, they don't care. They don't need fully dyed begadim. They wear partially dyed begadim. Rav Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel, what?
Like a
tie-dye, right? Rav Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel said, "Busha te yura Kura." You can leave the stuff in the vat, but the vat has got to be off the fire. You can't be heating up the dyes. Avlim Aisa Kol Yura Kavua. If the vat was fixed. Asura, it's awesome. Mivnei shum misyore shema misachol tiva. Why? Because if the vat is on the fire, we're afraid that maybe the dyes will get boiled away. V'mosif moi, and will come to add water on Shabbos, which is of course this is the right. So, Rishon Sheri Avohu says Beisil Yofin Meleches Heter Mimeleches Iser. Beisil, this is a funny story. I really don't know what to do with this. Beisil says. That you learn out that which is mutter for that which is osur. Meaning, ilosakis came to Shabbos, shemeinu osur. If you put it on Shabbos on the fire, is it not osur? Of course it's osur, right? Kavasa osur came ibodiyah mutter. Whatever which you do on Shabbos to be osur, as long as you did it before the Shabbos began, it's mutter. So they learn out the heter from the isser. Whatever is completely osur on Shabbos is completely mutter before Shabbos. And therefore, you're even allowed to leave it on the fire. Even on the fire. I don't get the logic either. It escapes me. But the advantage of Dafyomi is you don't understand one thing, you go on to the next thing. Beishamai says, Ain't poisim mitzudas chayev oifus. One cannot spread nets to catch animals and fowl, the dogim. And fish, El Kadesh should soon be both yom, unless they're going to catch the animals from before Shabbos begins. Actually, Yontif here. Because on Shabbos, what are you going to do with the animals, right? So it's talking about Yontif. And you're going to shech them on Yontif. Beit Sil Matir Mitzil says Mutter. Mimodia. Who's going to tap? How does he know if it's caught before Yontif? Right? So in this calculum it's Suda. If the net is ruined, Dover Bar, you know for sure she Suda Yom. They used to have very long nets. We learned this in the Bible. You have very long nets, miles long. So you could tell. So the question is, how can you tell? Maybe something a mile away was only caught on Shabbos. So the thing is, though, once something got entangled somewhere along the net, you could tell even further down the line that there was an entanglement later on. So you check right before Yontif, and you'd see there was something tangled up somewhere in the net, and you know there's something caught, and you can line that to shecht it on Yontif, right? The notice calculum so that the ruled net was not ruled before Yontif. Davar Breish lo need something beyond yom. You know it was not caught from before Yontif began. Ask Gemara about Philis calculum tzuda. Even the net was ruined. Maybe this animal was not caught from before Yontif, right? In other words, maybe some animal was caught before Yontif, but how do you know that this one was, right? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Gud. But Purshas, no, that's not what the Gemara's question is. No, it is the Gemara's question. Yeah. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Gud. But Purshas Bechorshin. This is where it's spread in a forest. And there are a lot of animals there. So, Mistama, you know, whenever you spread the nets, animals already got caught 1, 2, 3 throughout the net. So, I say the net was probably maxed out from before Yontif began already, because there's such a proliferation of animals. You should know this is true. The Tanadokim spoke about the fish in the Mishnah as well. The dog in love makom shem mitzuyim fish. Where do you fish? You go to fish in the Dead Sea. You go to fish where there fish. So mistama, the net fills up right away. The kavim makom shchayv of mitzuyim. So we're talking about a case where the animals and the fowl are prevalent as well. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi asking lehalein. It should be lehalein. Not la locha. It's pay motion. Korei say locha. The mashbiah says la lein. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi asking la lein. He made a takana for those who sovereign meimar who mistakenly thought mutarin lamachar. They thought when if you catch the animals when they mutar the next day, meaning after yontif, you have to wait b'chtei shiase. You have to wait till the next day, till after yontif is over. He told them it's not true. Rabbi Chizka Berei, the Rabbi Uziah Berei, Rabbi Chalunia, the Ras Chavron said Mutarim Mamish. They're Mutar Mamish, meaning they're Mutar today. In other words, you should check them on Yontif. Don't you have to wait till after Yontif? You could check them on Yontif. The people who thought otherwise, they're making a mistake. Okay? Sorry, Mamish, Feko Atahitiru. They thought to say only a suffix is mutter. And this, in other words, I'm reading that wrong. Sarmeim asfeko etir, that a suffix, whether it's from yesterday or today, is mutter. Rabbi Chinah Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yehuda, Safi Kachin Aser, and that was a machlokas. Rabbi Yechinah Rabbi Yehuda both said, if it's a Safi, whether it was caught from before Yehuda or not, it's Aser. Rabbi Yochumar Safi Kachin, if it's Safi, it's caught from before Yehuda or not, it's Mutter. Rabbi Chia Ruba and Rabbi Shimon Brebi had a similar machlokas about a different topic. Chadamara Akum Tzari Kachin. If you get something from a Goy on Shabbos, do you have to does it have to be designated from before Shabbos or not? In other words, maybe you take a guy gives you a present, an orange on Shabbos. You have to be chayshish, maybe you pull it off the tree on Shabbos. Or you're just allowed to eat it. Okay? That's the question. By a guy, that's a mukhun or not. One said yes. The other one said, by a guy, I just take it from him, I don't have to be concerned. I don't know who said what. What Rabbi Chia said, what Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi said. Min mad Rav ma'ane. But from this mice I know. Once Rav was ma'ane, meaning he came late to shear. Ma'ane may say kumi Rabbi Chia ruba. He was late coming from Rabbi Chiya the Great. Vu Amar Le, so Rabbi Chiya said to him, Hey Navisa, where were you? Vu Amar Le, Rabbi Chiya said, Shairosa Havasavra. There was a caravan passing by. It was a Yontif or Shabbos, I don't know which one. But a caravan was passing by, and I got some fig seed from them. And it was Shabbos or Yontif. Have a who? So it must be, since he told this to Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya didn't rebuke them for this, must be Rabbi Chiya, must be an Arei who do Omar, ain't Akum Tzorech Lachain. He must be the one who holds that from a goy you don't need to be Mukhan. Right? Just take it from the goy, you don't have to concern yourself whether it's Mukhan or not. Chatami mit Simoy, a certain student of Rabbi Simoy, Azulat Virus, he went to see that Virus, Vaisenle Dam Sikna, they brought him some sort of fruit for Achel. He ate from the goyim. The Chatami and Rabbi Shimon Levi, another student from Rabbi Shimon Levi, Azulat Tam, when he went to the same place, Ant Virus, Vaisenle Dam Sikna, they brought him this fruit for Achel. He didn't eat. Vaso Markumi Rabbi, he came to his Rabbi Shimon Levi and said, Hey, that other student, he ate. Armalei, he said, Do noi kishitosin, Rabbi Simoy. He holds like his Rabbi, like Rabbi Simoy. Rabbi Simoy Amar, en akum tzorechachin, from a goy, it doesn't require achona. Rabbi Avol B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Dam denoyos shibakerim arelu asurim. These are grapes which are brought from the field. And if they're brought on Shabbos, we're afraid that they were plucked today. I guess they used to pluck them on the same day they were ready. It's not clear exactly why. Rav Hashem Rav said, Shatim Shebekapi Marelu Mutorim. To a certain type of date, which was when even it's brought on Shabbos, Mistam it was harvested before Shabbos. So even Manam Rosetta, so you can assume that it's from before Shabbos, and you can eat it, and you don't have to worry whether it's Mukhan or not. So bottom line is, you don't have to worry from a Goy whether it's Mukhan or not, unless it's something where the normal Derech is for not to be Mukhan, in which case, of course, you have to be Chayshish. We'll stop here for this evening.